Wish you were here, says Rowan Mantell. Every day is Norfolk Day, but especially Monday the 27th of July, and the 25th and 26th too.
Have you got any holidays planned? Where are you off to this year? I imagine most of us will be mainly staying at home. Traditional holidays, like traditional haircut conversations and traditional haircuts, have been cut by coronavirus. We're lucky, though, here in Norfolk, to be able to stay at home and still be in a holiday hotspot. Not my home specifically, although my parents have been known to rock up in the camper van back when that kind of thing was legal. Norfolk usually welcomes hundreds of thousands of tourists, people prepared to travel hundreds of miles to wait to sea views, go boating on the Broads, picnic on never-ending beaches, admire magnificent medieval architecture, eat in traditional pubs and sleep in fine hotels, quirky B&Bs, quaint cottages, lively holiday villages or campsites tucked into fields and farms and along rivers and coast. It's hardly any hardship for us to make do with what we have right here. Travel brochures were once full of far-flung beach holidays, lakes and mountains, city breaks, river cruises, family fun and exciting adventures. I have to admit, I've fallen for all of the above. But with just a little bit of imagination, all of it and more can be had in Norfolk. Mountains might be the most challenging to recreate, but there is beautiful Beacon Hill above Sheringham, closely followed by the second highest point in Norfolk, between Melton, Constable and Swanton Novas. And ticking off the high spots of Norfolk is a lot more environmentally friendly than heading to the Himalayas. On a warm day, our beaches are world class for bucket and spade fun. On a cloudy day, there's still the coastal footpath and an abundance of wild birds which make it a birdwatcher's paradise. Or head inland to our handsome market towns and fine city. There really is plenty to discover, and this summer is the ideal time to discover it. If you're lucky enough to have the spare cash to consider a holiday, don't mourn flights unflown and tavernas untapped. Instead, get spending here. If you might buy an ice cream, eat out, play a round of crazy golf or hire a boat for half a day on holiday, then enjoy a Norfolk-made ice cream after a pay-to-play park game. Knowing you're helping to save jobs and livelihoods should give you a warm glow to rival any foreign holiday sunburn. On Monday, July the 27th, it is Norfolk Day, our chance to celebrate some of the many wonders of Norfolk. With so much cancelled and postponed this year, here's something that is not only still going on, but is expanding to include the weekend of July the 25th and 26th too. Safe and socially distanced street parties are particularly encouraged, so stock up on your Norfolk food and drink and raise a glass of something local with your neighbours. And seeing as Norfolk is so very good and our embattled hospitality industry could do with the help, perhaps we could broaden our horizons and open our borders to our neighbours in Suffolk, Cambridgeshire and Lincolnshire. As I write, we can't stay the night elsewhere, but while the day trippers discover the wonders of Norfolk, I'm pretty sure they all hail from areas which are more like a foreign country to me than many actual foreign countries. So that's the exotic holiday sorted.